Immigrants like those at this New York rally are an increasingly potent economic force. According to the mayor's office, immigrants make up more than 40% of the city's population. Taken together, those 3 million people would constitute the third largest city in America, says Immigration Commissioner Nisha Agarwal.
So we are an immigrant-rich city, and immigrants are in our schools. They are driving our economy. They're, you know, working hard at all levels and in all professions. And we need to support that because it not only benefits the families that are involved, but it benefits the city as a whole.
An independent research report sponsored by the America Society, Council of the Americas, or ASCOA, contradicts a common perception that links immigrants with poverty and crime. The study examined rising immigration statistics and neighborhood police reports between 1990 and 2010. New York City's economy and quality of life improved greatly during that period, especially in declining neighborhoods. The report's author, Jacob Vigdor, found a link.
The immigrants go to these neighborhoods because they're the only places they can afford, and they stabilize those neighborhoods. They reduce the vacancy rates. They reduce the state of disrepair. And these are the things that kind of lead to crime dropping.
Immigrants who make the leap of faith to come to America are often less likely to commit crimes and more likely to work hard, says Harvard University social policy professor Robert Thompson.
So, I mean, why would you come to this country? Well, you want to work. You want to get ahead. You want to raise a family. You want to build, essentially, a community.
Immigrant entrepreneurship also helps drive the city's growth, and immigrants often perform the necessary jobs native-born Americans don't want, says ASCOA policy manager Kate Brick.
Like in the agricultural sector, the manufacturing sector, the service industry, it runs the gamut. And at the same time, though, I mean, immigrants coming to the United States are extremely diverse. In addition to people that are working in, you know, lower-paying jobs, you have some of the best minds in the world that come here that are working in the tech industry, in engineering, in science, in the medical field.
Even undocumented immigrants who work as street vendors and nannies, for example, help pay their way, says Jacob Vigdor.
You need to buy things. And when you buy things, you pay sales taxes. Sales taxes are pretty substantial in New York. You need to live someplace. Whether you own a place or rent a place, there are property taxes on that dwelling. And property taxes and sales taxes are major sources of revenue for any kind of municipal government.
The America Society, Council of the Americas, is using its study on immigrants and the New York economy to help other U.S. cities to welcome immigrants in ways that will benefit foreign-born and native-born alike. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.